This is a rebroadcast of Migrant Matters. You're listening to CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
In a previous show, I aired an interview that I had with Dr. Michael Stevenson, who is a family physician providing services on a pro bono basis to refugees that does not have coverage at all or had only few coverage. From that interview, I learned that almost 20 to 30 refugees from Guelph go to him to get services. I wondered, can't they get services in Guelph? Guelph Community Health Center is specialized in providing care for marginalized population, including refugees, and they receive funding for that. I had a nice interview with Karen McKay, a communication person at Guelph Community Health Center. She confirmed that they are in capacity to serve more people, and she welcomes if those refugees are ready to get services in Guelph. The following interview with her will explain about the services that Guelph Community Health Center provides to marginalized populations, how they can get the services, and who are the people eligible to get those services. Please listen to this informative interview. Hello, this is CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. My name is Koba. I am here at Guelph Community Health Center at their downtown location. With me here is Ms. Karen McKay. Karen McKay is a communication specialist at Guelph Community Health Center. We are here to talk about the service the Guelph Community Health Center offers to our Guelph community. Hello, Karen.
Hello.
Thanks for coming into our show.
It's my pleasure.
Will you be okay to answer some of my questions?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. First of all, please describe about the clinical service that you offer to our community.
The Guelph Community Health Center offers a variety of services, actually. We provide primary health care to our priority populations. We also provide community health care and the early years services into the Guelph community. So our priority populations include people who would face barriers to healthcare. That might be low income, unstable housing, recent immigrants, newcomers to Canada, moderate to severe mental health and addictions challenges, disabilities, and limited or no access to primary care, or other communities that might be at risk of exclusion. So those would be at-risk families, perhaps the LGBT community, those sorts of communities. And so those are the priority populations that we focus our services towards.
Okay, you have also informed who are your clients. Can you tell us how you choose these clients from the community?
So for our primary health care services, we have a new client intake coordinator, and currently his name is Ajo, and he receives referrals either from our community partners, so that might be Family and Children's Services, for example, or the emergency room at the Guelph General Hospital might refer into us, family health teams, that sort of thing, and they would refer our priority populations into Ajo, and he would take a look at the criteria and make sure that they fit within our mandated priority populations. And if they do, then he would assign those clients to one of our clinical health teams.
Okay. How do you prioritize the patients that you receive?
Well, we take all referrals in a timely manner. So if you're referred in to see Ajo, he would take a look at the application and ensure that you meet with the criteria for our priority populations. But then once you become a client of the Guelph CHC, we don't prioritize within those groups. So any client, whether they're refugees or newcomers to Canada or one of our other priority populations, receives the same access to healthcare.
Mm-hmm. You have some criteria to enroll patients, and you consider some type of patients as priority population. Can you describe about that?
So our priority populations inform the types of clients that our clinical staff and some of our other services take on. So for example, if a client presents in a new client intake application and says that they experience low income or that they have language barriers and need interpretation, so either of those categories, they would qualify to become a new client of the Guelph Community Health Center. And then once they are our client, then we provide services based on their needs. So we provide services just like any other Canadian would receive in terms of services.
I see this we are making it easier for your clients to become our clients. So it says about the neighborhood groups that you consider as including more marginalized people, and also you have categorized some groups like homeless people and people with mental health issues as priority population.
Yes.
Can you expand on that?
So we've recently actually expanded our criteria to become a clinical client at the Guelph Community Health Center. So previously, we would only take on new clients who met or fell into two of the categories that I talked about earlier. So that would be homeless, low income, recent immigrants, language barriers, addictions, mental health, that sort of thing. So previously, you had to fall into two of those categories. And we've recently expanded our services, and so we're able to take on more clients. And so now you only need to fall into one of those categories in order to access primary health services at the Guelph Community Center, Health Center. And we've also identified some priority neighborhoods, and those are neighborhoods where we currently have outreach staff working to improve the health and well-being in those neighborhoods. And so if you live in Two Rivers, Brant, West Willow Village, East Grange, or Onward Willow, if you live in any of those neighborhoods and are not currently receiving healthcare with another healthcare provider, then you would be eligible to become a client of the Guelph CHC.
We have talked about the entry into your services. Now, can we talk about the exit from your health services? Who are determined eligible to exit from your services and get their services in the community as other normal population?
So once you become a client of the Guelph Community Health Center, we offer those services for however long you need them or want them. So if a newcomer were to become a client of the Guelph Community Health Center, for example, they would be able to receive services from our family physicians or nurse practitioners and our health teams for as long as they felt they needed them. And then if they wanted to transition to another healthcare provider, we would facilitate that with them. Mm-hmm. So we don't have a policy or a procedure where clients are only able to access our services for a limited amount of time. Once you become a client, you are a client, and we love to have you.
Okay. Do you have any programs to integrate those marginalized clients into the general society?
So we work at the Guelph Community Health Center within a health promotion framework, meaning that it's our mission to provide both for the immediate health needs for our clinical clients, but also to work towards improving health and wellness for all our clients and within the communities that we work. So we provide a number of different types of programs, and they're specific often to the different communities. There are things like food access programs through our Garden Fresh Box, or wellness programs. So we run exercise and wellness programs, family and parenting programs. And those are all delivered within the communities, not only to bring services to those areas, but also to create opportunities to build community. Because we know that one of the ways that people achieve health and wellness is to be connected to others. So it's not our mission to move clients through the Guelph CHC. It's our mission to help them become well and healthy.
In Guelph, from which sites you are delivering health services?
Well, we have our downtown site. We also have health services that are delivered at Sheldale. And we have some outreach work that happens. We have a team that works out of the Welcome In Drop-In Center downtown, providing primary health care services. And we also have a nurse practitioner who works on a clinic basis at Wyndham House, providing services to youth.
Mm-hmm. How many nurse practitioners and physicians do you have to provide all these services?
Well, we have a team based out of Shelldale, and we have three teams based out of our downtown location. And those teams include both doctors and nurse practitioners.
Do you know the total number of registered clients?
No, I don't have the numbers for the clinical clients on hand.
You provide service Monday to Friday, right?
Typically, yes.
How do you get the funding to help this marginalized population?
So we are funded in a variety of ways, and it's program specific. So for our primary health care services, they're funded primarily through the local integrated health network. And for other services that we provide for community health and for early years, they're a combination of either community funding like the United Way or funding through various government ministries.
Mm-hmm. In my understanding, the federal government has cut some funding to refugee health services. Among the refugee claimants, some of them are not able to receive free health care in the normal family physician mm-hmm. services. Overall, I would like to ask how you outreach to the refugee population.
So we have a variety of ways that we do that. We have outreach workers that work within different neighborhoods where we tend to have a higher population of newcomers to Canada and refugees. We also have a variety of partnerships, for example, with Immigrant Services and with the Guelph General Hospital, for example, and they would refer into our process for clients who need healthcare but might not have access through more traditional means, so newcomers and refugees, for example.
Are you in capacity to receive more refugees or refugee claimants?
Currently, we are able to receive new clients, and they would need to go through the process that I outlined earlier. And if they meet with the criteria for our priority populations, then they would be able to receive services at the Guelph Community Health Center.
Mm-hmm. I understand that there are some physicians that see some refugee claimants on a pro bono basis because they are not covered. That kind of patients can be seen at community health center because community health center receives funding to serve marginalized population. Will it consider if those people come to your door?
So yes, we, as I said earlier, we are capable of, and we currently are taking on new clients. And so if there is a family of newcomers, for example, that needs healthcare, primary healthcare, and they don't have a current healthcare provider, they are welcome to apply to become a Guelph Community Healthcare client.
Would you like to comment about the complex nature of providing care to marginalized population?
Well, that's something that the Guelph CHC specializes in. So we have a variety of programs and services to meet the needs of a variety of different elements of a priority population. And we have trained staff that work with those different priority populations. We provide services, for example, for interpretation so that someone who experiences language barriers are able to come and see their family doctor and receive care through a translator so that they understand the elements of their health care and their next steps, that sort of thing. So it is a very complex process, but it's one that the Guelph Community Health Center is well situated to serve.
A non-profit organization that help marginalized population, especially those that provide health services, usually have dual mandate. One is treatment and the other one is advocacy. Do you also follow the same philosophy?
Yes, we do. So our management team advocates for clients on a broad basis, and they work with a variety of partners to identify gaps in services within the community or within the province, and then they advocate to address those needs from a policy standpoint. Our clients also receive advocacy by our staff, our frontline staff. So our frontline staff will advocate for specific needs for specific clients within different organizations in town, for example, in order to ensure that they receive the healthcare or the funding that they might need to meet their day-to-day needs.
Mm-hmm. You told about your funders. Besides funding, who are your supporters with whom you are working collaboratively?
So we work with a number of different organizations in the community, and we take a lead in some of the projects that are happening within those organizations. Things like the Neighborhood Support Coalition is a close partner of ours and helps us provide services into particular neighborhoods. We also work with the Poverty Task Force. We work with other services in town, like the police services, for example, with our harm reduction work. There's a long list of collaborative partners.
Mm-hmm. Lynn is the major funder for your medical services.
Yes.
Does Lynn limit you on the number of clients that are not covered outside to see?
No. So the way the funding works is that we're mandated to provide services to our priority populations, and the LIN provides the funding in order for us to do that. And so we're not constrained. The LIN does not constrain the types of services that we offer based on the funding model.
Can you briefly explain your relationship with the Ministry of Health, Local Health Integration Network, the city, the local health unit, local health organizations, including the Gold General Hospital and Gold Family Health Team? You have already mentioned about your relationship with the Ministry of Health and Local Health Integration Network. If you have not said something, if you missed to say something, you can add. Otherwise, you can explain about your relationship with the Gold Family Health Team and the Gold General Hospital.
So we work with a variety of healthcare providers and services in town in order to provide care to our priority populations. Some of those relationships happen at the frontline level, where our staff are advocating and working with those different organizations on behalf of either a common client or a client who needs services. And those are excellent relationships, and we value the relationships and the input that we receive from the Guelph Family Health Team and the Guelph General Hospital. And then we also work at a broader level with a number of these partners in order to ensure that we're providing access to care for some of the more marginalized populations in our city.
Do you hold a meeting with the Family Health Team and Gold General Hospital staff or not?
That would depend on... So client-specific meetings happen, yes, they do. And then in terms of providing a structure for broader care, yes, we do sit on a variety of roundtables and committees with these organizations.
Okay. Have you currently employed any new project to improve your services that we are not aware of?
So we're working continuously to improve our services, and often those improvements come as a result of frontline staff identifying needs. Currently, the new client intake process that we were speaking about earlier, we identified that we could take on additional clients, and we talked about expanding our reach in order to reach more clients who have various barriers to health. So we have increased our capacity to do that. Other programs, for example, one of our partner organizations, one of our groups that we work with is the SEED, which is the Community Food Hub organization, and that's newly launched, and we are working towards developing a community hub for food services in Guelph that will supplement what currently is happening in the community.
Thanks for the interview. I greatly appreciate the service that you offer to marginalized population. I wish that more and more successful projects are brought into your service and the people in more need for care are well served. Thanks again for the interview.
Thanks very much.
The Guelph Community Health Center is ready to accept more refugees and provide health care for them, even if they have no coverage in other places like Family Physician's Office. There are significant amount of refugees in Guelph because even the physician in Kitchener is receiving 20 to 30 refugees from Guelph. We have refugees that are in need for health services, and we have also health providers that can bill to the Ministry of Health and are willing to help them. Can both of them come together? Let's see.